the glasses or cups, whichever it might be.
After dinner, what do you usually have to do right away?
Wash dishes. That is something you put off as long as possible around this house.
After you wash the dishes, before you put them in your drain board, what do you have to do to them?
We use the scald of them good.
What do you call the cloth or the rag you use for drying them?
Dish towels.
What do you call the small area of terry cloth that you would use to bathe your face?
Washcloth. Mm-hmm.
After bathing, what do you dry yourself off with?
With towel.
What do you turn on when you're in the bathroom? What do you turn on when you want water?
The spigot or the faucet. Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen, what would you call it when you want water in the kitchen? Would it be the same thing?
Yes, uh-huh, we call it.
How about outside?
Outside we call it faucets. Mm-hmm.
You know, a long time ago, people used to buy staples in quantities. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, uh-huh. They'd go once a week, usually on a Saturday or something, and stock up for a whole week. Right.
Do you remember what they used to buy these in? Say, well, flour. How?
Yes, they would buy them in 25 or 50 pound bags. Or, and sugar was always in usually a 25 pound bag. Because usually, you know, with the number of children and families, they would buy enough. It'd take that to last for a week.
What about a container that was even larger that you might have to carry in a wagon home?
Well,
container, a round wooden container.
Uh-huh, like a barrel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when you get home and you're making the bread out of this flour, and you want to pour water onto the flour or milk or whatever, but you have a narrow milk bottle or water bottle, what would you use to pour the milk into the flour?
Well, we have a cup or...
When you, instead of splattering...
Oh, a funnel.
Splattering it.
Yes, a funnel, uh-huh.
What would you use to urge your horses to go faster to get your flour home?
Oh, goodness sake. Listen, this is before my time, the horse days. I guess you'd say, get up there, boy, get up.
But what would you use to try to get them to go faster?
Oh, I think they used a whip back.
You see these in TV Western.
Yes, uh-huh.
A horse whip,
I believe they're called, yes.
You mentioned a while ago, if you were buying flour, you could buy it in...
25-pound bags or 50-pound bags.
If you went to the store and you were just buying, say, 5 or 6 peaches, and the boy who weighed them for you marked the price on it might ask you, do you want this in a...
In even pounds or...
Instead of carrying them out in your hand.
Oh, I see. You want them in a sack. Uh-huh.
What would you call a bag or a sack of potatoes? Would you call if they were shipped in this?
The shipping bag.
What about feed or seed or manure?
Oh, some things like that come in crock sacks, I think they're called.
Do you remember ever buying any of these bags? Or anybody ever using these for anything else?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. I remember there's been a many a time that in school and all, we'd have sack races, and we would go and get these croco sacks, you know, and did you ever see a croco sack race? A sack
no.
race? It was quite interesting, you know, you get in there and everybody lines up.